Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know, here with the one and only Claire Smock, a defending state tennis champion and very busy in the teeth of that season and the soccer season as well. Claire, are you ready for a little bit of a different interview today?
Yeah, totally.
All right. So I'm going to start. I've already mentioned two of them. What high school sports and activities were you a part of over your 4 years here at Pell High?
Mm-hmm. I played volleyball for 4 years, tennis for 4 years, and then soccer for 4 years.
This one may be easy to some, but you have a lot of them. What would you say is your best or maybe even your top two or three memories from those sporting events?
Oh, gosh. For soccer, it would probably be last year winning in the – we did a shutout for the PKs, and just everyone celebrating was super big, and it was just a great memory for soccer, I would say, winning the PK shutout. And then for tennis, obviously winning the state championship with all my girls last year.
One of my favorite photos is the fist pump in celebration, an epic match there. So if you obviously are a very busy multi-sport athlete, but is there one or two sports that you didn't end up playing that you would have played? If so, what they are? And that's not limited just to like girls basketball. Would you have played football, anything like that? If there's a sport you could have played that wasn't one of the three you're in.
I would definitely say track. Rass tried to talk to me my freshman year to try to get me to do all three in the spring, but there was no way I was going to do that. He wanted me for hurdles, which I did in middle school, but I think track was more anxiety-inducing for me than the other sports that I'd been involved in.
I'm sure you would have been fine, but obviously things went well for you as well. So we're going to do a quick rapid-fire segment. So this one might be different, especially in the spring, but do you have any kind of pregame ritual, especially maybe on the days where you have both things, or is there something that gets you prepared to maybe play tennis first and then go to soccer?
That's a good question. I would say not really a pregame ritual, but I listen to some of the same like pump-up songs usually, just kind of to get myself in that sports mood, I would say. I don't know. That's kind of a tough question.
So of those songs, then, do you have a select artist or song in particular that really gets you going? Like, okay, I'm going to score a goal tonight, and I'm going to smash some girl 6-0, 6-0.
I kind of like listening to older, like, house music because my dad kind of got me into that. So I'd probably say, like, Galantis or, like, Jess Glenn is really good for me.
What's your favorite, then, post-game meal or restaurant?
I'd probably say, like, lasagna or pasta of some sort to kind of get my carbs back.
Opposing place to play. So what's your favorite venue that you played in that's not here at Pella High School? It could be any sport.
Possibly Waukee Northwest for tennis, just because the courts were super nice and, like, we hadn't been used to those facilities yet.
Felt like Coralville was pretty fun, too.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Do you have, if you have any time, do you have a hobby or a go-to thing that helps you unwind when you get away from school and sports?
I would say I picked up reading in the past couple of years. I like to just sit outside and read a little bit. It's a little less than doing something, like, physical, like going for walks or running.
Go-to author or genre?
I like dystopian books.
Okay. Along that line, do you have a favorite movie then? It could be a book adaptation or go-to movie or even movie series.
My family really enjoys watching Survivor together, so I feel like just more of a family show type of thing.
Could you see yourself being a contestant on Survivor? You got some athletic skills.
Yeah. My dad and I have definitely like had that conversation before, and along that, like American Ninja Warrior, I've always wanted to try that since I was little, just because I've kind of been just an athlete for a while.
I'm sure Coach Farrell at Central will let you do a day of that. We're here with Claire Smock. It's a segment we call Let's Get to Know. What is the best vacation, speaking of family, best vacation you've been on so far?
I would definitely have to say Hawaii. When we have a ton of family there, and we try and go like every 2 years or so. So, yeah, definitely Hawaii.
For those who have never been to Hawaii but may want to go sometime in the next 5-10 years, is there a certain place that you would say, hey, you got to go here at Hawaii, whether it's a visual thing or an experience?
I would probably say my favorite island is either Oahu or Maui. And on Oahu, it's called Molokai Beach, and it just has huge waves. So that was probably my favorite, just riding the waves with my dad.
So you've been to Hawaii, which is a really cool, awesome experience and place to be. Is there somewhere else that you need to go on a bucket list location? Is there a go-to destination you haven't been to yet?
My parents met in London when they were studying abroad for Central, so I'd probably say either London or somewhere in Europe that they visited that they could kind of show me around a little bit.
Would you do study abroad at Central if that was an option, probably?
Yeah, I've talked to Farrell about it, just doing it in the spring a little bit, but I definitely want to get out and go somewhere to study abroad.
Very good. So this is kind of where it gets a little bit weird and off the rails, so we'll just go with that. Mm-hmm. If you could time travel, are you a person who would want to go to the past or the future, and why?
Definitely the future, because I'm someone that needs to, like, have a plan and, like, everything set out for me. So I feel like knowing ahead of time, like, what my life will look like in a couple years would be super helpful.
How far out would you want to go?
Probably 25, 26, just to kind of see if I've, like, started a family or if I've moved somewhere different or, like, what my job will look like in the future.
Very good. Is there a famous person, dead or alive, that you would want to spend a day with? If so, who and what would you do?
Oh, a famous person.
Any time in history. It could be, you know, prehistoric. I don't know. Whatever you think. Is there one person you would want to spend one day with? And that could be, obviously, current celebrities, too.
Possibly Alex Morgan. She just seems super cool for soccer-wise, and she's just a mom and super influential in my soccer journey.
What would you say your top two or three activities? I'm guessing some sort of soccer thing, right? Mm-hmm. You'd want to be able to kick the ball with her mm-hmm. a little bit. Any other activities you'd do with Alex Morgan for a day?
Maybe just go shopping, like have a girl's day.
Okay. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. We're going to get a little existential here. Do you believe in life on other planets? Is there something out there, Claire, that we don't know about?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's see. If you came back in your next life as an animal, this is a Trevor Castle question. If you came back in your life as an animal, which one would you be?
Probably some sort of sea creature, like a dolphin or something. I was going to say a sea turtle, but I would have to say something that like swims faster and is more like energetic.
Okay. Well, and yeah, if you're Hawaiian, you know, your background, I'm guessing it sounds like the beach and the water mm-hmm. sounds like a natural place to be. Okay. We'll shift gears to a question I ask everybody. Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Hawkeyes.
Any reason why, just growing up or any favorite memories from the Hawkeyes?
No, probably just growing up. I mean, we tailgated a couple times at their games, but we're not like diehard, but I would say definitely Hawkeyes.
Well, and as somebody who plays maybe sports that professionally aren't like NFL or NBA, whatever, mm-hmm. do you have a favorite professional sports team or athlete? You've already mentioned Alex, but is there anything you love to follow professional sports wise that beyond the Hawkeyes and Cyclones that in your spare time?
I would definitely say growing up that my dad and I really followed like professional tennis and professional men's and women's tennis.
Who is your favorite all-time from those in terms of watching that growing up? It doesn't have to be – it could be someone mm-hmm. now, but any players that were really inspirational?
I've met Coco Gauff, so I'd probably say her. I also really like Zverev and obviously Federer.
Well, yeah, those are some great names there. So last question for you. Obviously, time mm-hmm. is running short here at Pella High School, just mm-hmm. a few weeks till graduation, and obviously your soccer and tennis season can go pretty far. Mm-hmm. How do you hope to spend these last few weeks with your classmates, and what are you looking forward to the most?
Definitely just kind of soaking it in. With me staying in town, I feel like I'm not really missing much or, like, super excited to get out. Like, a lot of people have been talking about senioritis, and, like, I'm not really feeling that. So I'm just kind of taking it all in, especially with finishing up my soccer and tennis season. Like, those two sports really mean a lot to me, especially since I'm playing in college. So just kind of soaking it in and enjoying the lasts.
Awesome. The one and only Claire Smock, mm-hmm. a reigning state tennis champion, and of course, a very passionate Hawaiian expert and all the above. Maybe one day I'll get to go see you in Hawaii and you can show me around, but yeah. Thank you for your time today, Claire.
Of course. Thank you.